Time now to take five for your community, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge. Our guest is on the phone today, Pastor Chris Byers from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Good morning, Pastor Byers.
Hey, good morning, Dwayne.
Now, let's talk about National Day of Prayer. It's fast approaching, and of course, always observed here in Washington. I guess we'll begin with a little bit of background about National Day of Prayer and how this came about.
Well, the National Day of Prayer, it's kind of been throughout the beginning of our founding as our heritage. We've had many National Days of Prayer, but this one we've been doing since Ronald Reagan declared the first Thursday of May to be the National Day of Prayer, and we can go and pray and meditate. And the goal is that we, as Christians, go on our government buildings, courthouses, and we pray out in the community for our community.
Well, and each year you kind of focus on different segments. You know, you talk about the government leaders, but you focus on the schools. There's a lot of different folks that will be presenting prayer at this event too, right?
Right. We have seven areas that we focus on. We focus on our government. We focus on law. We focus on education. We focus on businesses. We focus on religious institutions. We focus also on family. So we pray for our families.
Now, it's a formal ceremony, but you do it over the lunch hour, correct? So that everybody can get to this event, right?
That's correct. We start out at around 12. We start with some of the introductions and all that, and the prayers start for each of the segments about 12:15. It's only lasts about a half an hour of that prayer segment. Then we close out with some music and some closing prayers. It's full of prayer throughout the time there. And this year's theme is a poignant theme, especially with a lot of things we see going on within our nation and across the globe. And it's love one another. So the focus is that we are to love one another and trying to find points of unity in which we can come together as people of God, and we can be unified with one voice, declaring our faith and our hope for our country and lifting up our country together.
Well, and I say this every time we have you on about this event, the National Day of Prayer. If there's someone out there who doesn't believe in the power of prayer, I just can't imagine, because you know, you hear numerous stories time and time again about the power of prayer, and it does work. It does work, Pastor Byers.
Amen. It certainly does. I remember last year we were out there, and the storm radar was showing all these rainstorms around us, and we wanted to be able to do it on the steps because it is nice outside, and it was just amazing how a group of us were praying, and we just kind of watched the clouds part around the around Washington, so we were able to stay dry for the National Day Prayer.
That is awesome.
And it is an awesome event. It's great to be able to just come together and to pray and praise God with one another on those on the steps there. It's great. Usually we have the school students from Washington Catholic will come in the elementary and also the high school. I do also remember one time it did rain, and it was just wonderful to be inside the courthouse, and we couldn't have the live music we normally have, but I just had to take the opportunity. We all sang some hymns that I knew off the top of my head, and got all the high schoolers that were up above around the railings, and all the kids, everybody around, and we were singing hymns within the courthouse building, and it was just a wonderful feeling there. So whether it's inside or outside, it's wonderful, but it is great to be on the steps, to be able to look out and be outside and proclaim it from the steps of the courthouse.
Well, it is this Thursday, correct?
It's this Thursday, May 2nd, at noon. We'll start out with music and all of that, so we'll have our prayers there. So it's a perfect opportunity over your lunch hour just to come out and sit and be in prayer and praising God.
The National Day of Prayer is this Thursday, and the local observance at the Daviess County Courthouse, 12 noon. Everybody's encouraged and invited to pretend, all walks of life, all congregations, all denominations, coming together for a word of prayer. Well, Pastor Byers, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate you sharing the information with us.
Well, thank you for having me on, Dwayne, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. Take 5 for your community, brought to you by Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.